Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Policy announcements made yesterday by Edouard Philippe will end up costing the state 2 billion euros. In order to address the widespread protest across the country this past month, the Prime Minister confirmed that the rise in fuel tax would be postponed for another 6 months, as with the levelling of diesel and petrol prices. Gas and electricity prices will also be frozen for the next 3 months, so households do not need to expect an 8-10% increase in bills come the month of January. To help with the public's purchasing power, the government could wait for the end of the latest round of consultations nationwide to try and announce a net revaluation of the activity premium. This could see the present equivalent of 20 euros become as much as 30 for someone on minimum wage. According to the newspaper Le Parisien, the government could still count tax exemption for overtime from much earlier in the year than expected, in April instead of September. It remains to be seen whether the latest government announcements will calm the protesters. Authorities still fear for an Act 4 of the violence displayed in Paris last weekend, especially as a lot of the Gilets Jaunes say that they want to continue the movement. The Minister of the Interior has called on the moderate blocs of the Gilets Jaunes not to protest. Although some of the Gilets Jaunes blockades have now been cleared, such as at certain oil refineries or at service stations which have now been refilled, the movement continues to diversify. High school students blockaded 100 or so school institutions yesterday. Road workers could also join the protest after calls from the Union CGT Transport and the FO. And finally, a tsunami warning has been issued in New Caledonia following an earthquake this morning. The quake measured 7.5 on the Richter scale and occurred 150 kilometres off the coast of the French islands. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.